What is it about the image of the Lord being our shepherd that has so powerful, so personal, and yet so universal that it still speaks to so many people, even though most of us 21st century folk know very little firsthand about sheep? What is it about these passages that bring comfort and inspiration to people from all walks of life around the world? This morning, I would like to take time to think about the many voices that we hear in our heads every day and what it means for us to be sheep who listen to the Good Shepherd. In the Gospel of John, we read that Jesus was out in the temple area in Jerusalem. He had just healed a blind man, and the religious leaders were following him, listening to him, but also grilling him with questions. The Pharisees are supposed to be the shepherds of Israel, those who care for, protect, and nourish the people. Instead, they are more concerned about guarding their own power and authority than about the well-being of the people. They ask him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." And Jesus said, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe them because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." There is a lot of talk, but there is very little listening. The leaders don't hear what they want to hear, and there is little understanding. Jesus says his sheep listen to his voice, and he knows them well, and they follow him. And because they listen to the voice of a shepherd whom they trust, they will not be snatched away and will rest in the arms of the shepherd. We have a lot of voices going around our heads all the time. It's hard to be still and empty our minds so that we can hear the still small voice of God speaking to us. All too often, we have a number of simultaneous voices running through our thoughts, and it's difficult to find moments of clarity and peace. Maybe that is happening right now as you are trying to concentrate on my words, my voice, but instead you are listening to a litany of voices that are stuck in your head. Perhaps you have an errand that you have to run after church, and all you're thinking about is that errand and trying to remind yourself to remember to do it. Or maybe you've had a conversation with someone that was hurtful or painful, and you just can't let it go. You hear it over and over. Or maybe you've had a conversation with a friend or relative that was negative, or maybe even positive and helpful, but it's a change from your way of thinking, and you think about it over and over again. Or maybe you have had a conversation with yourself about what you should or shouldn't do, or what you need to do, and you hear that playing over and over and over again in your head. Every day, you and I hear a diversity of voices, some harmonious, others discordant, some helpful, some not. It is overwhelming. We often wake up to voices of Jim Cantore and the Weather Channel crew preparing us for the day ahead. And we go to sleep having listened to the voices of local and national newscasters. In the car, we hear the voice of Siri guiding us to our next destination. Days full of voices, face to face, by cell phone, through media, through the silent language of text messaging and emailing. Voices of family, voices of friends, voices of coworkers, and church family. The voices of commerce, the voices of government. There are many voices out there telling us who we are, what we should want, who we should be. There are voices telling us to do this, don't do that. There are voices telling us to believe this, buy that, drive that, wear that, go there. Listening to these voices, I sometimes find myself rolling my eyes and shaking my head and wondering what they're going to say next. How do we discern what voices to listen to, which voice to follow? It is too much. It's no wonder sometimes we want to turn off all the voices. Our scripture passage reminds us, though, who we are, whose we are, and whose voice for us to listen. We are sheep, listening for the voice of our shepherd. We are sheep making room within our internal conversations to listen to the good word that Jesus has for each and every one of us. And when we listen to the voice of the shepherd, Jesus knows it and knows us and loves us. One of the greatest desires and hopes that each of us have is to be known and to be loved. We deeply desire genuine and authentic relationships where we can just be ourselves with all the good stuff and all our messy stuff too. And then still, even with all these things, know with assurance that we are loved and known. That's what happens when we are in relationship with the Good Shepherd. He knows us and loves us, and if we listen to his voice, he will guide us and protect us, and we will not be snatched away. And because of his great love for us, we respond to that love and his gentle voice by being careful with our words. Careful with the words that we choose when we use our gift of words to speak to others. Careful that we do not inflict words that wound and will stick and stay inside the heads and hearts of others. Sheep and shepherds are images throughout the Hebrew scriptures, and Jesus chooses the relationship of shepherds and their sheep to talk about his relationship with his people. Few of us know enough about sheep to readily understand this, and many of us have been left with the impression that sheep are dumb. But Jesus tells us, "My sheep know my voice," and it is obvious that Jesus knows more than we do about sheep. Barbara Brown Taylor in her book, The Preaching Life, shares a conversation with a friend who grew up around sheep. According to him, sheep are not dumb at all. It is the cattle ranchers who are responsible for spreading that ugly rumor, and all because sheep do not behave like cows. Cows are herded from the rear by hooting cowboys with cracking whips, but that will not work with sheep at all. Stand behind them, making noises, and all they will do is run around behind you because they prefer to be led. You push cows, but you lead sheep. They will not go anywhere that someone has not gone before them. Namely, their shepherd who goes ahead of them to show them that everything is all right. He went on to say that it never ceased to amaze him that he could walk right through a sleeping flock without disturbing a single one of them, while a stranger could not step foot in the fold without causing pandemonium. Sheep and shepherds develop a way of living and a language of their own. If you meet with a group of Bedouins today at an oasis in the Middle East, you will see a scene very similar to what was common in first century Palestine. Although several flocks might gather at the same watering hole, the Bedouin shepherds don't try to keep them apart, because when the shepherd is ready to leave, she or he gives off a distinctive call or whistle, and the flock gathers to that shepherd. They know to whom they belong. They know their shepherd's voice, and it is the only one that they will follow. Throughout the 10th chapter of John, Jesus lifts up a specific attribute of sheep. They can recognize the voice of the shepherd. Not only that, but they will only follow the voice of that one shepherd. The reason for this is because they know they can count on that shepherd to keep them safe, and so the sheep become attached to their shepherds. Jesus seems to understand the unique relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. He knows that while all sheep may look the same to an outsider, a good shepherd knows his sheep individually and may call each by name. Certainly that was what he had in mind when he told that story about the shepherd leaving 99 sheep in order to search for the one that had gone astray. Jesus would have us understand that this is the nature of God's persistent love for every one of us. If we go astray, God will be after us. To underscore his point, Jesus makes reference to the way sheep are known by their shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Jesus makes it clear that his sheep are his beloved followers who have been redeemed from pain, gathered from confusion, and brought out of darkness into light. Again and again, Jesus expresses his love and commitment to his followers. I am the good shepherd. I give those who follow me the gift of eternal life, and they will never perish. Jesus wants us to know of his great love and concern for us. He will provide what we need. When danger lurks, Jesus will protect us. What Jesus tried to say to the Jewish leaders who were demanding answers is precisely what I believe he tells us today. Faith is not the result of an intellectual pursuit or a case of getting all your questions answered. Faith is the ability to hear the shepherd's voice and find connection, peace, and confidence from this intimate association. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. The image of Jesus as a good shepherd may not only be a source of emotional support and visual comfort, but it just may give us a valuable insight into what it means to be a Christian. We are the sheep who know the shepherd's voice, and from that knowledge we gain confidence and purpose and hope and trust. Faith is the willingness to follow and not always be in charge. Faith is the ability to remain calm in those moments when maybe we cannot hear the shepherd's voice as clearly as we might like. This image of the good shepherd also reminds us that we cannot follow by ourselves. We have the assurance of a love that will pursue us if we go astray, but the intention is for us to be connected, a part of the flock, if you will. because it is here with others that we have the best chance to know the joy and hear the voice of the one who loves us and calls us by name. So in the midst of all the voices of our lives, listen carefully and hear the good news. We have a loving shepherd God who knows us and loves us and who promises us nothing will ever separate us from that love, neither in this life nor the life to come. And we have a challenge to listen for and hear the voice of the shepherd, to let it connect with our days and comfort our nights, to keep before us the incredible vision of God's persistent love for us, a bunch of wayward sheep, and so that we might move forward into the world to share that amazing love. Amen.